Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and today, on the Startup Chat, we're actually going to talk about one of the most boring topics out there. And that topic is email.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit! We got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
We're not talking about the Gmail you use and the emails coming in your inbox, although we kind of are. We're talking about the emails that you actually send.
Yeah.
And this is like whatever you would call a newsletter. We've talked about this thing in the past about the value of them and things like that. Today's episode, we actually want to double down, dig in deeper, and talk more about kind of where are we at right now, you know, and answer the stupid question, which is, does email still work? Which I think we've answered before, but I wanted to start lightweight. Yes, email does work. Yes, if you are a business of any kind, you should be emailing people.
Boom. And then I will double click on one of my favorite all-time Heaton Shaw quotes on the topic of email, which was the days. So good email, like people say email is dead and all that crap. Good email might be in trouble. Great email is more, you know, more well and alive today than ever before. If you write great email, you're going to be crushing it for your business.
And good email is dead.
There
great
you go.
Email is more alive than ever.
Boom.
Just to paraphrase a little differently, I don't remember how I said it. Thank you for that reminder. I almost forgot I said that. So I don't think we talked about what great email is, did we?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, okay. So like, well, one, great email is using a great email tool. Let's just start there. And
right.
I know there are a lot of them out there, and we don't really, you know, necessarily promote one or another, but I am going to speak about it for a few seconds. So there are tools like MailChimp. MailChimp is actually a very good tool. I do use it. They are not paying me to say that because I use it and I love it for my email newsletter. I also use SendGrid at my companies because we need to do transactional email that are more programmatic, and MailChimp's features around that are less mature, at least in my experience, than SendGrid. So when an engineering team needs to mess with email or a product team, we tend to use SendGrid and make it more programmatic if you need to program it around it and things like that. That being said, SendGrid's campaign management tools are nowhere near MailChimp's. And then we have a lot of the advanced category, such as Campaign Monitor, which is a little more advanced in some areas, or Infusionsoft, which lets you do a bunch of drip campaigns and things like that. I kind of wanted to get the tools out of the way, Stelly, because
yeah.
I think it's important because we have a lot more to say on this. And then another kind of new set of tools would be tools like Drift and Intercom, which are chat plus email. And they let you do chat and email. And the folks at Drift have actually started to connect the two in really powerful ways. The folks at Intercom kind of started that trend by saying your emails and your chats sit in one place. And now even Zendesk has a lot of emailing, not for marketing purposes, but for chat and email. They kind of try to combine that from a support standpoint. And then, of course, there's Front. Front allows you to have a shared inbox and lets you take one email address like press@yourdomain.com and share that all those emails and manage them across multiple people. So the category is huge. There's a lot of email tools. I just spit out a bunch of use cases and a bunch of different tools.
Hot fire.
Got that out of the way. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. I just said hot fire. You're just like on a roll.
Heck yeah. I'm looking at an encyclopedia for some of these tools, man.
Yeah.
But I probably used all of them or have some kind of visibility into like how people are using these tools. And I think email tools are amazing, and it's one of the tried and true software. So on that note, I have to mention one more. Is that okay?
Yeah, go.
MixMax. I think MixMax is one of the most powerful email tools out there today. The reason is it's a Chrome extension and not as long as you connect with, your Google account, and you can send email and do lots of fancy things like put a presentation right in the email, or set up fancy drip campaigns, or send bulk email through Gmail. And all you need is your Gmail and MixMax, and you're off to the races. They also, one of my favorite things, as we've talked about in previous episodes, they're a freemium business. They have a very generous free plan, and I'm a huge fan of that product as well. Again, none of these have paid me to say this, and I just got to spit it out because these are all great products. And one of the biggest questions, Steli, about most of these categories that we talk about when it comes to like software and tactics is what tool should I use, Heaton? What tool should I use, Steli? So you know what? We got that shit out of the way.
There you go. Boom. Check mark behind it. So the focus here is obviously not on one-on-one email, although a lot of principles that we're going to discuss are universal, as we usually like to do. But this is about company email, one-to-many typically, right? Back in the day, the kind of prototypical golden standard of one-to-many corporate email or B2B email was the newsletter, quote-unquote, right? The generic email that a company would send to all their customers, all the contacts that they had in the contact database, informing them about all the great news there is, you know, industry news, company news, any kind of news that might be interesting to the recipients. Today, I do see that the traditional newsletter dying off. I mean, we still call that one-to-many thing, typically we call it a newsletter in the B2B context, but it's not a newsletter in the traditional sense, right? You have a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter. It's not like a beautifully formatted HTML email with lots of news in there, right? It's typically a very in-depth, detailed story or strategy or learning that you share with people that have given you their email because they want to learn more about product and product development. That's the newsletter that you have on product habits. It's called newsletter because it's an email list, right? And they're all receiving the same email at the same time. But it's not really that outdated format of just having like eight different stories or news items or things in there. It is something very different and more modern and more focused for creating value for the recipient. You have an email at times where you share different top articles that you find, right? There's like all these kind of articles that you read. You read a shit ton, and you're one of the best curators of content on the web and alive today. And so you curate an insane amount of content down to the best pieces of content that people could find in the B2B space usually and set it up. But then again, it's not really a newsletter in the traditional sense. And I want to talk about like that the one-to-many email that really moves the needle today and that really crushes it for businesses, for brands. Delivers value to the recipient, but also delivers or creates a ton of value for the sender. Doesn't matter who that is. So what are we seeing today that is really great? I don't know, great newsletters or great one-to-many emails. I don't know how to call this anymore, but we'll just use newsletters. It's a commonly used and understood term. What's presently a way to do this in a great way, not just send out these bullshit outdated corporate newsletters, which I see less and less. And we still did. We made that cardinal sin until, I think, 9 months ago. We were sending these monthly generic emails, which I am ashamed for. But we've changed our format drastically. And I want to talk about that with you. What you see, what working, what you do, what we do, and hopefully people can learn from that and utilize that.
You know, like, I get so many questions about email now from... It's funny. I get questions about email from people who are paying attention, and people who aren't, I don't get any questions from them. And I think that's the first step, which is like, I don't think you can write great email without being able to criticize other people's emails.
Mm.
So the first step I would use is start asking people what their favorite email newsletters are and sign up for them and try to just understand what those people are doing. I will say what patterns I've noticed, you know, and why. I write the way I do on email, and have spent a lot of time, especially in the last couple of years, learning how to do that myself. But the biggest thing is like in your category, even if it's not a great email, sign up for those too. So first thing is sign up for email lists that people say are great. Cause that's like word of mouth, right? So yeah. I think that's great. Second, sign up for emails in your category, in your space about your topic. And I do that all the time, continuously. And I sign up for so many. I even have a separate Gmail account where I sign up for them. And I always get a ton of value by just looking at how other people are writing it. And also, honestly, being hypercritical of those emails. And I have even friends that I'll email and say, you know, hey, this was a real shitty email. Here's why. If I know they're in the category and someone's written an email in their category. Or I'll say, hey, this was a great email. So I think you can even, if you want to go further, you can even create a group with people that value sending email, you know, for whatever reason, and kind of do that back and forth. It's really powerful to get other people's perspectives and their viewpoint on how an email made them feel. And I know I almost sound ridiculous, right? Because this is a lot of depth on email. But if you want to write great email, you have to be able to criticize email and other people's emails. And it's one of the skills that, like, I don't see many people going after and getting better at. Emailing as well as just being able to criticize. The reason I say that is the majority of writing is about editing, not about creating.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why they say just write. Yeah, I agree. Just fucking write, you know, and then start editing, you know, and spend more of your time editing. You can't do that unless you read some. You know what? The way to get better at editing is by reading all the writing out there and being able to critique it. And yeah, be an asshole. Like, talk about, like, the stuff you didn't like about it. Like, really internalize what a great email feels like. And so that's my biggest sort of perspective on email. The biggest tip I would give people is learn how to tell a great story. Great story. And what I mean by great story is a story that's compelling to other people. And if you just do that and get good at that by email, you will do more than what most people are able to do when they write an email. They can't tell a story. If you look at all the great people that are writing great emails today, storytelling is the number one reason their emails are great. That's it. Like, that's what I got. I'm great.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this. I mean, I agree with you so much that I try to disagree with you at times, but I could not think of a single example. No, I could not think of a single example of the type of people. I can't count the people or the companies in one hand. I don't know if I would get, you know, I don't know if it's six or seven, but it's definitely not 10. So in less than two hands, I could count on, like, how many companies are sending great emails. And through those, I was parsing through my head, are any of them sending, can I think of an example of an awesome or great email that was not an example for great storytelling? And I can't. I really can't come up with that. So I think that storytelling is a really big part of that. And editing is a really big part of that. So being a conscious consumer of email, we all consume a shit ton of email. But if you are in business and if you are trying to build a business and build a startup, build a company and grow it, you can't just be a passive, mindless consumer of email. You need to become a conscious consumer. You need to be looking at the emails that resonate with you, that make you respond, and you need to realize why. Why is that? Why do I like this versus not that? Why am I not reading this? Why am I looking at this email and going, oh my God, this is so stupid. Like, what made me feel that way? And then you need to take note of these things. And when you send email, you need to run them through their query and go, do I make the same dumb mistakes? Or are we making the same stupid mistakes as somebody else? Or are we using the same awesome tactic of storytelling? Or shit, we have a really great piece of content here, but the email is not really great storytelling. How can we pull out a story and highlight that or tell the story better, make it more compelling for the reader to want to read more or want to read what we've sent to them? And I think that my simple advice when it comes to one-to-many email is that although you might send some emails in bulk and to many people at once, the day of filling that, the day of writing emails, filling it with lots and lots of disconnected content to hopefully have some piece of content in that email that will be compelling to some people on that email list that you're sending it out to, that kind of like high quantity, low quality approach is dead. That's not going to work. So you need to start asking yourself, how can I write one story or one piece of content that is so good it's worth sending to everybody at once? That's so compelling, I think most people that I'm sending it to, even if it's a big list, we'll love it, we'll read it, we'll get value out of it. That's the right mindset. It's all about empathy. And it's all about trying to understand, right, even if it's a big group of people, what is the common denominator? What is something that even 200,000, 500,000, a million people on an email list, what is the type of story or content that these people all will probably enjoy because they have all something in common? Otherwise, they would not be on your email list, hopefully, right? There's some commonality that needs to be there. And if you take that kind of empathetic approach, you can be, you can write great email and you can see amazing success. Our email list is a massive driver for our business. And there's not a single day, seriously, there's not a single day in the week, weekends included, where I don't get multiple emails from people telling me, thanking me for an email that we've sent them and saying that our emails, seriously, like the...
Yeah, same here.
The every day, and I know that you're getting this as well, I can assume that people are telling me that the emails we send out, you know, Steli, the emails you guys are sent out are my favorite emails, one of my favorite emails. I read them. I don't read any other newsletters or any other emails I'm getting from companies, but I always read yours. It's always valuable. It has helped me X, Y, Z every single day. The amount of value you can create if you do email great, the amount of business that can drive to you is really tremendous. And we're a big example of that. But you're going to have to put in the work. You have to put in the work. You have to see what others do and what works. You have to learn how to do storytelling. You can't just send out emails like you said something about editing, right? Great writing is really great editing. Like there needs to be a kernel in there, like some good story, some good idea, something valuable. But then what makes the writing great is always going to be in the editing, not in the writing part. Once you have something, in the taking things away and restructuring things and rewording things and working on the structure, and that's, you know, if you do the editing part well, and if you invest in it, that's really going to take your good writing to great writing, or good emails to great emails. And I was just reminded when you were saying this that, you know, every Thursday, Ramin, who you know, who's working with us on the podcast, is like the invisible man in the background that helps organize a lot of things around the Startup Chat. Big shout out to Ramin. He works with me on marketing at Close, and on Thursdays, I always get a first draft version of the Monday morning email that we send out. Monday, always we send out to our email the most important piece of content that we've created. And there's always some back and forth between him and myself and other people on the team editing the subject line, editing small parts of it. It's a collaborative effort in the final mile. The, you know, Thursday, Friday before Monday comes is where really what we've created as a first version becomes a great email that people open, read, respond, click on, and thank us for. So make sure that you have a group of people that help you on the editing part to help you push a good email all the way up to a great one, and really invest in email. Great email is really well and alive, as a very wise man once said. And most companies, think about it, like I'm consuming content all day long. Heaton is like this, the amount of email newsletters I've subscribed to and companies that have me on their newsletters is probably thousands and thousands of companies. And there's maybe six or so that I can tell you that I appreciate that write really great emails. Six out of thousands. So putting that extra work in to become one of that one company in your industry that really is killing it with the emails, that can be the determining factor for a lot of success. So it really is worth
it. It's absolutely possible.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You're right.
Awesome.
Okay. So if you're struggling with email and you're willing to put in the work, email us and we will help you. We'll point you in the right direction. You have to be willing to put in the work. It's Steli, STELI, at close.io, or HNShah, HNSHAH, which is also my Twitter handle, at gmail.com. And we would love to help you out. We want to see more people write great email, and especially people that are willing to do the work. But it takes work, like real work. I spent a lot of the time last year doing this work, and it's not easy. And I know you have too. So.
Yeah, and if you guys are committed, if even just one of you sends us an email and shows us what they're doing and is willing to work with us and take our feedback on board to take their okay or good emails to great emails, we will not stop until we've helped you write great emails and see a lot more success with it.
Absolutely.
All right, that's it from us. We're looking forward to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Bye.